consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope that you are enjoying your summer. It's almost over now. And I'm curious. I know September is coming up. And oftentimes, September is kind of like a new calendar year for people. Sometimes people enjoy September more, people meaning entrepreneurs, because they do see it as a fresh start. So I'm curious, those of you who are really looking at elevating your business for the next year in turning up that client attraction factor, you want to stand out in terms of your visibility at the next level. You want to be so unapologetic with monetizing on your calling. I am opening up applications and spots in Soul Ascension Business Academy. This is for impact hungry and ambitious coaches, lightworkers, healers, therapists, practitioners, and body workers. And I'm gonna walk you through my Illuminate method. Some of the results that I take my clients through is really bringing in the alchemy of who you are. That means your strengths, your background, your education, what you're so passionate about. And bringing it all together to really, really put yourself out there authentically, boldly, and your vibe is your brand, right? And so what we also help you do is overcome imposter syndrome, any self-doubt, so that you're deeply believing in yourself and creating your own personal signature method so that you can confidently sell and call in your soulmate clients. And my clients have doubled, tripled, and quadrupled their income. And of course, this means creating the impact gasms that they deeply desire. We're embodying the yummy sacred sales energy that really allows for ease, flow, and joy when it comes to creating and growing and scaling your business. We're here to normalize wealth. So if that's you, you're like, where do I apply? DM me on Instagram, Bold Sexy Warrior. DM me Soul Ascension. You can do that here on Facebook as well. The links will be in the show notes as well. So you can go also go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply. All right. I'm so excited for my guest today. She's my fellow mastermind sister. We share the same business coach. This is how we met. And I literally just found out that she's also Canadian. Our business coach is in the UK. So I'm always so excited. I love our mastermind so much. And I'm always so excited when there's also Canadians in the house. So hello, Natasha. I am so excited to have you here. So this episode is for you. If you are wanting to open up your mediumship abilities, if you want to tune in more with your intuition, I know this episode will be for me too, because I do have mediumship capabilities and I'm a little bit scared to open them up. So I'm going to be asking a lot of questions because I'm sure I'm probably Natasha's like ideal client. So I might as well ask you and pick your brain. So let me tell you about Natasha. She is an evidential psychic medium who not only connects the living with their past loved ones in spirit, but also teaches evidential mediumship inside of her mentorship, The Call. Natasha Mack also does business readings and works one-on-one with entrepreneurs to mentor them on how to use their channel and intuitive gifts within their business and become the most authentic and magnetic version of themselves. So welcome, love. I am so excited to have you here. I love your energy. I've popped on your lives when you do mediumship readings on your Facebook page. I believe it's called Natasha Mack. It's your name. Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about your story, how you got to be who you are today and be doing what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much, Roz, for having me on here. I'm so, so grateful for the opportunity to connect and to share, of course. So how did I get to where I am? Well, I was always a very, very highly sensitive child, very telepathic. I was often able to just feel so much from animals and other people. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that was my gifts that were there, you know? So that was really intense. And it wasn't until I was,
Did you just think that was normal? I hope it's okay for me to just pop in here and just ask. Like, I know that a lot of my friends who grew up very aware and very intuitive and could hear animals talk and talk with animals and even plants, like, which I'm sure to some people are like, that's weird. And I mean, I would say my former version of myself back in 2008 would think that I think something's wrong with you. But we all know that that is intuition now, like that, right? Knowing what I know and who I am now, being a very intuitive myself now, that's normal. But I want to go back to, did you think everyone else could do that?
You know, I've been asked this before and I've tried to remember, but honestly, it just felt normal for me. But like, that was just my normal. And I guess I thought that everyone felt that way. And I never understood because, yeah, I never remembered having any of these conversations with my parents. You know, I didn't know how to communicate what it was, right? Like, how do you even know how to articulate or communicate what you're experiencing if you don't know what it is? Or yeah. So yeah, anyways, it was really, really intense for me though. And I was also very sick a lot. I had a lot of, I feel like I just absorbed a lot as a kid, you know, and I didn't realize it. So, fast forward to me having my fourth child, and I started having more anxiety than usual. It was very weird. I would go to, I would see someone in a store, or I would just go to talk to someone, and all of a sudden my brain would go completely blank and I didn't understand what was going on. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, why is my brain going completely blank? Anyways, I know what it is now. It was just I was starting to become even more highly sensitive, and I was starting to pick up on spirit energy that was around people. And oftentimes what will happen is spirit will sort of clear your mind to replace your thoughts with theirs so that you can start being a messenger. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what happened was I was with a friend who went to like a in-home group mediumship reading thing where the medium taught them how to do psychometry. Psychometry is when you hold on to an object that belonged to someone who passed on and you read the energy of the object. And so she was explaining.
I found out, by the way, I have mediumship abilities. I'll tell you my secret later.
So when she said that to me, something clicked. It's almost like a spark lit up inside of me, because I had always admired shows and, you know, mediums that I would see. Oh, yeah. And so like in awe, like, oh my God, like how amazing that they could do that. And not realizing that I had, you know, I had
the capabilities. Yeah.
So anyways, I gave it a try with this coin that had been, that I borrowed off of my dad anyways. And I wanted to just see what would come through. Mm. The weird thing was though, so I'm holding on to this coin and I just know, I have this inner knowing of, okay, pay attention to the thoughts coming through, the images playing in my mind, you know, the feelings that are coming up. And I'm writing all of it down and I'm like, okay, this is weird. So because I did get something, I call my mom. She happened to be with my grandma and I say everything that came through. And my grandma was like, that's my friend. Like, that's my friend who had passed on. And I'm like, well, this coin didn't belong to her friend. So I was really confused by what had happened.
Right.
So I realize now that what happened is that I finally opened myself up to tune in. And right away, you know, my grandma's friend came through like, oh, I'm going to take the opportunity. Right. So anyways, I had tried psychometry a few other times with different objects that belonged to people that I had no idea of.
Right.
For example, one time I was given a headband to try. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I feel so crazy. Like, you know, what if I'm just making all this up? I kept hearing the name Brenda over and over again. And I would ask the spirit, is your name Brenda? And she would say, no. And I'm like, well, why do I keep hearing Brenda? So anyways, I ask the person who gave me the headband. I'm like, okay, was her name Brenda? Because, you know, it came through. She said it wasn't her name, but I just kept hearing that name. And she's like, that was not her name, but it was an inside joke between her and her husband. Her husband used to call her Brenda. So I was like, oh my God, there's something here. Right. Like I'm doing something. So then I just continued to practice and it just continued to grow from there. Once I really started to develop my mediumship, I realized, oh, wait, I'm also psychic. And then, yeah, it went from there.
And I learned that every medium is psychic, but not every psychic is a medium.
Right.
Like not everybody has the ability to be a medium.
I believe everyone does have the ability to be a medium.
Okay.
It's just, I have heard that expression before. And maybe
like open up a new belief here.
And like, I believe it's just a matter of learning how to use it. It's sort of like activating it and exercising it like a muscle, right? It's practicing using it is like going to the gym and you're building that muscle and that skill to understand how spirit communicates, right?
Yes.
Which feels differently than when you're just channeling psychically. Because you're getting these impressions, you're really getting a feel for their personality, you're learning about who they were. Pains they had, things that they experienced in their lifetime. Oftentimes when I speak, when I'm really connected, like really connected to a loved one, I'll say things in the way that they would have said them. I'll like, let's say they cursed a lot. Well, I'm going to start cursing. It's just how it happens. And you know,
I played that live with you recently where that was exactly what was going on. I was like, that is, I could totally tell you're channeling just because I know your personality. I'm like, that is not Natasya.
Yes, it's so funny the things that they'll show me, or like sometimes I'll taste something and I'm like, oh my God. Like one time someone's uncle, it was during the live demonstration, someone's uncle, it was their uncle or their grandfather, I can't remember, but they were having me taste sardines and mayo. Like they were saying how they ate sardines and mayo sandwiches. And that was the thing. That's what they did. And I'm like, oh, like the things that they get me to taste are just peanut butter, you know? But they show me these things so that way their loved ones will be like, oh my God, yes, that's exactly like, that's what they did. That's what they ate, whatever it was.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, I'll share my story if that's okay with like, how do you say the psychometrics?
Psychometry.
Okay. So one of my girlfriends, this was during COVID, maybe the first year. So 2020. One of my girlfriends had a secret gathering because, you know, we weren't supposed to be to gathering. So, yeah. So we got together. There was maybe, I think, like six of us. And we basically were, like, it was like a mini class. And so we had to bring envelopes with a picture of a loved one in it, and partner up, exchange envelopes, and then we all had a piece of paper, and that we just had to like feel into what we felt was coming through to be on this paper. And I had done this exercise maybe a year and a half before that with my girlfriend. It was like stretching the truth. I was so not anywhere close. So I was like, okay, let's see how much I've improved, right? Because I have had opened up my intuition so much more. And so, but I haven't practiced it since. So I remember like writing down, and it does feel like what you said. It feels like, am I making this shit up?
Like, yeah.
And my girlfriend was like, whatever's coming through, just write it down, even though your ego is saying, am I making a shit up? Oh, and you're trying to make reason of it, right? So I'm like, okay. So I'm writing all this stuff down. I'm like, 70s, couch, striped shirt, grandma, curly hair, brown hair, and like sweet, funny, something like sarcastic, things like that. So then I open up the picture. And it's of my partner's, so my girlfriend, who's my partner, another girlfriend, her brother that died years ago when she was like 3 years old. And it was her younger brother. And I was like, okay, that was not anything close to what I had put on the paper. But then my girlfriend was like, wait, because then there was I thought it was at first a pillowcase or something, because there was a couch and the child was sitting on the couch, and there was this striped, I thought it was a pillowcase, but when I looked closer, it was somebody's arm. So she was wearing a striped shirt, and I did put striped shirt. And then my girlfriend's like, you described my grandmother, who's that sitting right beside him.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And a couple days ago, my other girlfriend that was there said, Roz, you're a medium. She's a psychic. So, and a medium as well. And I'm like, no, I'm not. What are you talking about? Right. I'm like, I've never had any sort of like, why are you doing that? And I just totally denied it. And then literally 2 days later, we did this exercise and it was just like, okay. And then the grandma showed up because a lot of the girls there are psychic. So they could see and hear her, so they're just like, oh, she's here, she's so it was just fascinating that before I was like, okay, but I also have hesitancies, which we could move into that, or you know, like, would that be okay?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like my hesitancy to explore that is, I've seen girlfriends, like one time, same group of friends, we were at a networking meeting and we were in this old building. Like it was a restaurant that used to be an old train station back in the 1800s, 1900s.
Oh, wow.
And so there's a lot of spirits there. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend goes to the bathroom, she comes back, she's like, oh, this ghost followed me to the bathroom. I'm like, oh. Like, and then my other girlfriend who can sense a little bit more, like she can just sense the energy of this person. She's like, oh yeah, is it that guy over there? And I'm like, oh, Like, I don't want to be going to the bathroom and have this freaking ghost following me. And there's like more of the, I have another girlfriend who's psychic, and she was actually really, really amplifying her abilities during COVID. And I literally watched her like channel her spirit guides, and like she would literally change, right? Which is so, that I think that's cool. But she gets in, like, invaded with people coming in, like spirits, or not people, but spirits coming in, and she's like, can you just leave me alone? Like, I'm like, I couldn't be bothered by people trying to bug me so I can share a message to somebody I don't even know who they want me to share it to. So this is why I have been feeling like so resistant to opening up my mediumship abilities. Can you please speak to this?
I sure can. Okay.
So for you to hear.
Well, I have had people
crying because
like for some reason my eye just keeps leaking. I don't know if it's allergies or what, but
well, okay, you know what's so funny? Which eye is that?
What's that?
What eye? Is that your right eye?
Yes.
Okay. It's not leaking right now, but I wonder if you're picking up on my energy. Or like as a little girl, I had tear duct surgery on one of my eyes, but I don't remember if it was the left eye or right eye. So I'd have to ask my parents.
Oh, wow. Okay, so all I can do is share what my experience has been. Yeah. Oh, and what I was going to say is that I have had people ask me like, oh, do you, you know, feel anything around me? Or like, do you stop people in the grocery stores and things like that? Which, okay, there's only been one incident where I did perform, like I call it a Teresa Caputo, you know, but it was all very ethical and...
Like you asked for permission and
I asked her for permission. I didn't interrupt her dinner or anything. I waited till we were in the parking lot, like, which I could share that story because it was like pretty incredible.
Yeah. Like, feel free to share that story. And who is Teresa Caputo? I don't even know.
Oh, really? The Long Island medium.
Oh, okay. So you had said that. I would know. I just didn't know that was her name.
Right.
I watch TV.
Yeah. Well, I used to watch and be like, oh my God, that's so cool. So anyways, there was one time I was having dinner with my best friend. We're at Montana's. I don't know if you have Montana's where you are, but
yes.
Yeah. Okay. So yes. So we were having dinner there, and you know how you can write on the tablecloth? Cause it's
yeah, paper? That's my favorite part.
I know.
It's so good for kids.
Yeah, I know. It's perfect for kids. So all of a sudden I could feel this young male spirit coming through, and I was like, okay, this is weird. Which I'll explain why that's weird for me. Okay. Cause it's going to go on, or I'm going to go into, just my experience with spirit and how I don't get bombarded like that. Okay. Anyways, so it felt like urgent, you know, it was like, this really needs to come through. So I was like, okay, I'm open to him coming through. So I write down all the pieces of information on the tablecloth, and I'm just like, okay, like make it clear to me who this is for. And then all of a sudden I feel my body just like being led to the people who were next to us. And I knew it was for the woman that was there. And I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God. Okay. So anyways, I still had just so much like resistance to, you know, again, I don't want to interrupt her dinner. I don't even know what the heck's going on. I just know that I'm supposed to be a messenger. So we're all done our dinner. We go to the bathroom, and I was like, okay, spirit, if they leave at the same time as us, I'll give her the message. So I walk out, and sure enough, they're heading out at the same time as us. I was like, damn it. So we go out into the parking lot. Turns out we were parked right in front of each other. I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I approached her. I'm like, excuse me, you can tell me to go away if you want to. I was like, I'm a medium. I feel, you know, someone coming through very strongly for you. There's you know, this young male spirit who really wants to talk to you, if you are not open whatsoever, please let me know. Like, I won't take any offense. And she's like, oh yeah, for sure. Like, she was open to it. And so I explained to her, you know, who this was coming through. And I said, who's Nick? She's like, my name's Nicole. Like, my nickname is Nick. And I was like, okay, well, you know, and I explained who was coming through, and it turned out to be her, her brother who had passed away. And it turned out that the anniversary of his passing was that week.
Oh
yeah. So I was like, you know what, you've been like so cool about this, and I just want to gift you like a session, because it feels like he really wants to come through. So we ended up doing a session later on. Everything was just amazing. It was spot on. I said, he's showing me a vision of you holding on to a cross, like a chain with a cross. We were on Zoom, right? I can't see anything. She lifts up her hands. She's holding his chain with a cross. It was just mind-blowing. It was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
We're crying. Oh, like, so
oh my God.
I love stuff like that.
Oh, it was like, it's something I will literally never forget. I'm going to hold it so close to my heart, because it was just such a beautiful experience, and just an opportunity to, wow, just give someone who was like grieving, you know, that connection to their brother. So yeah, really beautiful. Oh my God, you're so sweet. Usually I credit these things too.
Oh my God. But I just think that that's so like profound. And it's like, if I was that woman, that would be one of the greatest gifts, to just have my sibling come through and just a stranger come through. Like, if she didn't believe, she would believe then. Like,
right. It was just amazing. But to answer your question, so I don't get bombarded by spirit. I don't. So I learned from my mediumship mentor, Lindsay Marino. So she was my very first mediumship mentorship. Love her. I took actually a few mentorships with her. And so I learned from her how to create very firm and strong boundaries with spirit. So that I'm not constantly open. I'm not getting bombarded. I'm not constantly sensing spirit. So I have a lot of control when it comes to that. So the intentions that I set with spirit and the boundaries that I set with them is that spirit doesn't come through unless I'm about to do a reading with someone. Right.
Beautiful.
So I don't have those like scary experiences or anything like that. Or just, you know, like, oh my God, there's a spirit there. You know, yes, there's times here and there where I'm like, wow, I sense my grandfather, or, you know, I am able to sense someone close, but it's so rare. Anyways, there is another way to be a medium and to not have those experiences is what I'm sharing.
Thank you. Well, you confirmed what I thought it would be, is it really is about establishing really strong, firm boundaries between you and the spirit world. Because, my girlfriend now, who just kept getting bombarded, she definitely works on that. And I don't think that happens for her anymore. Like, she's very grounded. And, that totally makes sense. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got to go to commercial.
Oh, okay. For sure.
We're going to go to commercial, and we'll come back. We're going to continue jamming on this, because I'm sure I have more questions, and I'm going to just tune in, and I imagine that the audience may have some more questions too.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Own Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Own Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Own Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Own Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Own Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Okay, Natasha, I know that you're passionate about working specifically with entrepreneurs. Tell us a little bit more about how mediumship, opening that up, really helps entrepreneurs, and what kind of entrepreneurs do you work with?
That's such a great question. I'm so excited about this because, yeah, I'm really, really passionate about it. So for entrepreneurs specifically, what I do is I work with them to really trust and develop their intuition and use their channel to be able to incorporate that into their business. So to support them with their marketing. So it's more of like an intuitive marketing thing, right? It's using their channel to birth like soul aligned offerings, to tune into the energetics of their business, to support their clients on a deeper level. So this is something I became passionate about because I was able to go from getting notices that my water and my hydro would be turned off to making six figures in my business a year later.
Wow.
Ooh, and I didn't have business experience. I was a teen mom and then I was a stay-at-home mom for a decade. Okay. So I didn't have any experience with that, but I was able to use my intuition to and my channel to like help me get to that. And, you know, again, birth these like soul aligned offerings, these group containers and just things that were super aligned with me and my soulmate clients. So it really, really helped me create so much success. And then I realized like, hey, I'm able to really support, you know, online business owners, entrepreneurs in their business, in creating certain shifts, in healing certain things that were also blocking them or holding them back. So when I'm working with someone, I'm using my channel to support them, but then I'm also supporting them in in developing and trusting their own intuition and yeah, using their channel.
Oh, that is so powerful. And so, I have so many questions. Okay. I'm going to just tune in to see which question wants to come through. So then specifically, is it spiritualpreneurs that you work with, like light workers, coaches, healers, therapists, same audience as mine? Or is it, do you work with like brick and mortar? Do you like, tell us a little bit more about who you work with?
Yeah, for sure. So it sounds like it's very similar to what your audience would be.
Perfect. This is who watches the show.
So I've taught, so I work with therapists who want to develop their intuition to be able to support their clients deeper and to use it again in their business to grow their business. And then I have, coaches, basically anyone who works with people, like they provide a service and work with people to help people. It seems to be like that sort of my audience.
Beautiful. That makes sense. And I love that you're working with therapists because, that's when I was a psychologist, I remember my awakening started happening around 10 years ago. And, I'm trying to remember if I've spoken about my story. I have somewhere online, but I can't remember if it's been on the podcast, probably. But basically, long story short, I was on mat leave and with my 10-year-old, now 10-year-old. And it was then that I started to awaken more and more intuitively and find out I have intuitive abilities. And so the owner of where I had my private practice, her and I are really good friends. She's very intuitive. And it was because of her and just encouraging that, because the thing is like schizophrenia and other clinical diagnosis, I highly wonder if it actually is people who are psychic, have abilities to see, but unfortunately, in the clinical world, you know, in the medical world, that's not seen like that. And I remember I had such a profound impact on a client because I had been opening and she came in wanting me to tell her she's crazy. Mm-hmm. And because of her, you know, like what she was going through and that she had maybe something that I need to diagnose. And I just said, have you ever considered that you actually are very intuitive and you have, you know, like you have abilities that are actually gifts? And it's funny because this actually happened to my very first person who helps me see that I have these psychic abilities. She thought she was having schizophrenia and went to see a psychologist, but the psychologist was like, girl, you got a gift. So thank you for like serving psychologists this way. And I hope that more people in the medical profession, I sometimes see nurses as well in my Akashic readings with them, because they know that they have gifts. It's like, how do I amplify these? So it's perfect. So those of you in the audience, if you have medical background, and you're feeling called to like open this up to use your gifts, I think this is so perfect.
Oh, I totally agree. And it's so wild that you share that story. And thank you for sharing that, because I really hope that, like, I know that there's a lot of people who can who will hear that and maybe explore different options or just different ideas around it. But I have a sister who experienced that. She was diagnosed with a few different things. Mm-hmm. Turns out she's just she's a powerful channel. She does really powerful healing work. It's just, it's wild how she went through that first. And, she's crazy and all these things, but it turns out that, she was just extremely intuitive and it's really wild what happens when the people who are so empathic and they're taking on so much from what's around them and other people, and they're not aware of it and they think something's wrong with them. But when they learn to develop their superpowers, right? Like they learn to take back their personal power and build that. And then also develop their intuition and understand, okay, what's mine? What isn't mine? Mm-hmm. This is something that I can support people with as well, is learning how to have those energetic boundaries, learning how to differentiate what's yours, what isn't, and take that, like rebuild that personal power.
Yes. I love that we're having this conversation, because as people are listening, this might actually, if they're stuck in that world of, oh my God, I know somebody, or I am going through something myself, and the doctors are saying I need to get on medication, I hope that this conversation is helping you see a different possibility. Yeah. Reach out to Natasha. You can DM her on Instagram. It's I am Natasha Mack. All her information is in the show notes. Like, my loves, reach out. Okay, because they're like, I know I saved that woman's life just by saying you have gifts and power and on vacation and right. Yeah. Like it's just so crazy amazing. And so when your clients work with you, what are all the different ways that you support them? Like you said, in group containers, and I know you have several different offerings, so I'm like really excited for you to share them.
Oh, awesome. Well, I support, first I'll just say that I do offer private mediumship sessions. So that's where I'm connecting you to your past loved ones who are coming forward. I'm sharing evidence and messages from them. And then I also offer a group mediumship, mentorship for teaching you how to be a medium and do evidential mediumship. And then I do business readings.
Mm-hmm.
Where I tune in and channel for the person, their business, the energetics around them. And then I work with entrepreneurs one-on-one as well to really support them on a deeper level with, again, the development of their intuition, their channel, understanding energetics, rebuilding that personal power, using their channel in their business, and being the most authentic and magnetic version of them.
Love it, love it, love it. I was going to ask, what does evidential mediumship mean? Can you define that?
Yes. Okay, so I'm like trying to give an example. So instead of saying, oh, your grandma's here and she says hi. So that, instead of saying that, I'm connecting to the woman and delivering evidence that it is her. Okay. So I'm describing, again, I'm giving pieces of evidence of her personality, what she wore, what she loved, who she was, before I go into messages and guidance. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So really providing that evidence of who they are versus just sort of like the basics of, or maybe just getting straight into messages. It's
got it.
Yeah.
so that the client is going, yes, like yes, yes, yes. And then, okay, we got something here. There's evidence. And then you'll do the channel messages, making sure that this is somebody that they're identifying with.
That, and also really bringing forth the essence of their loved one. Right? Like bringing forward these like precious memories and really helping them feel their loved one there, because I'm really just describing these valuable pieces of them, but in the now, right? Like things that are really going to help them connect them and know that, oh my God, that is who they are, rather than just taking my word for it right? That especially for people who need that evidence, because we're humans, right? We have that brain of like, but is it them? So it just really helps them feel like, okay, there's no way she could have made that up. There's no way, right?
Oh my God, that's so powerful. So how can people get a hold of you? I kind of said already, but I'd love for you to spell out your name because it is different. It's unique. It's beautiful. Right. So spell out your name, your handles, everything.
Yeah, for sure. So my name, Natashia Mack. So N-A-T-A-S-H-I-A. And then Mack is M-A-C-K. So if you want to find me on Instagram, it's I am Natashia Mack. And same with Facebook. On Facebook, I don't hang out there as much, but that's where I do my live free mediumship demonstration so that you can witness and possibly have a chance of having a reading done live. Those are so much fun. I love that you witnessed the
one. Oh my God, you're on fire. I was like, yes! I was taking screenshots of Natasha. I'm like, oh girl!
Oh my God, I love them so much. It's so fun to hang out on there. And just, you know, I do that to not only give back to my community, but to help people who might be a little bit skeptical, or, you know, just to help people realize like, hey, like this is real, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so powerful. And so typically we have 10 minutes left. What we typically do is a meditation, or we have this spot left for our guests to really like share some of their gifts in whatever way they feel called. Now I'm totally putting Natasha on the spot, so you could totally say no, love. But I'm wondering if perhaps you could guide us in like an example of tuning into our intuition, like just how that process feels like an experience of this. Would that be okay with you?
I would love to do that.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks for playing with me, because I like did not ask you that ahead of time. Surprise! just at the very end, I usually like to just come in and seal it with a light language. So when you're done, just kind of give me a wave or just verbally let me know, and I'll come in with a light language to activate and seal.
That sounds great. So I'll guide everyone through basically receiving a message from your higher self. I feel like that would be really beautiful. And
love it.
This way you can take it and you can do it on your own and, you know that you are connected. It's just a matter of setting that intention. So go ahead if you want to. Just close your eyes. I'm going to close my eyes too. And we're going to start by taking some nice deep breaths in through your nose, allowing your breath to reach all the way down to your belly. Some people don't know how to do this, so just really allow your belly to expand full of air. And then you're going to exhale, open mouth. So we're going to take a few nice deep breaths like that. Just deep, grounding, nourishing breaths. And again, in through your nose, out your mouth. You could place a hand over your heart. And just with your breath, sort of envision that your mind is clearing, or just feel that everything is sort of clearing in this moment. And now you're just to set the intention to connect with your highest self. And you're going to ask, what do I need to know right now? What is the message I need to hear right now? And from that space, you're going to pay attention to any impressions, any words that pop in your mind, maybe a picture will play in your mind. Whatever it is, it's not right or wrong. Just allow it to be. Just observe. Your brain's going to try to convince you that you might be making it up, but just allow it to come through. So take some more deep breaths. and just notice what comes up. And when you are done, I love to just take another nice deep breath and tune into how either if your feet are being supported by the ground beneath you, or your bottom is being supported by the chair, or if you're laying down, how your back is being supported by whatever's beneath you, and just feel that support and just really ground into that. And there you have it.
Beautiful. We'll just seal this in, this message that you received. The light language transmission. Breathing in. Suspending your breath, conjuring your channel. And slowly release. Release your, it's almost like you're releasing whatever doesn't serve as part, also coming down your breath into Mother Earth. Like planting seeds of this message from high spirit. Feeling the energy. And then when you're ready, just very slowly and gently. You might want to blink a few times, soft gaze through your eyes, but the light slowly. Do you hear the interference?
Yes, I do.
What is that about?
I have no idea. There's been times where I recorded my podcast and heard someone speaking. Like there's been like a voice appear. You know, there's been times where if I'm recording, if a client is recording their session on their phone and then all of a sudden it just doesn't work, or you know, there's been interference. Like that
for sure. We're experiencing this now. So interesting. I can go on with stories, but I want to stay in this experience here. So audience, if you're like, what is that sound? Yes, there is some interference happening. And it's likely because there's some spirit activity here. And it's all good. Christopher, our producer, is in the chat going, I have no idea what this is happening, but I'm sure he sees us with other spiritual hosts. So I want to share my message that came through. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. As I am leveling up, as you know, being my mastermind soul sister, and moving into that next level version of myself, you know, it's like there's always that next level. And I just really heard believe in yourself. You know, it's so funny because, I mean, of course, this is what I coach my clients on. And it is, I tell them, pretty transparent with everyone. I'm like, yo, anytime you go to the next level, your shit's going to come up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yep, I see my shit. When I work through it, my medicine is moving through the shit. That's where it is. And it was just beautiful to have that message of, and I could see it. I could hear it. I can see it. I saw the phrase, believe in yourself. So that's how it came through for me.
That is so beautiful. I'm so happy that you shared that. I actually saw waterfalls and I felt the feeling that I get when I'm in front of a waterfall. I just feel so connected to water. I feel connected to Mother Earth in general, but it just felt very cleansing and freeing. And like, I can take a deep breath of fresh air. So sometimes it's so simple of like, this is what you're needing right now. Like, go spend some time near the water, which is exactly what I'm doing after this. So
yes, beautiful. And those of you who are in the chat watching this live stream, put it in. What was the message from your high self? We would love to read that. Tag Natasha and I. It would be so fun. Or DM us and share. Actually, don't DM us. Share this podcast episode on your stories. Tag us there. I am Natasha Mack and Bold Sexy Warrior, and tell us what your high self said. That would be so fun to see those messages, and we'll reshare that on our stories. So thank you so much again, my love. You also have a podcast. So you didn't mention that. Please let us know where we can tune in for you.
Yeah, so I have a podcast called The Hot Mess Medium. It's all about being a hot mess mom and also a medium, and it's just me, and I love it. And so you could find me on there as well.
Can't wait. Thank you so much, my love, and thank you everybody for tuning in. Can't wait to hear your takeaways from this juicy, fun episode.